This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, don't care what you're doing, how you're doing it, or what you're doing, we appreciate everything you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Parler, the Captain's America, also at Twitter, that's at Captain's America, and our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right. Now, we're going to go over. We're going to introduce the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
I got 42 people outside the window right now because they've added some more people. They're in a rush to finish the hotel next door. So they're all standing out there. The day laborers waiting to check in, to clock in. So they're all out there yelling, they're applauding. So there you go. Now that being said, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, oh, one other thing.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
That's the answer to all our problems right there. Okay, now I'm going to start out with something here, and I want to ask you, I'm going to make a statement, and I'm going to ask you a question. You ready?
Sure.
Not one single state, not one, has yet certified the winner of the presidential race in their state. Is that correct?
I believe so.
So, absolutely. So anybody that's referring to anyone as a president-elect doesn't quite understand the ballgame, do they?
It's either they're speaking ahead of themselves or wishful thinking.
Or they're doing it on purpose because they're trying to create a facade, right?
Correct.
Now,
right.
Mm-hmm. Now, Real Clear Politics yesterday did something very interesting. They pulled back the votes for Joe Biden on Pennsylvania, which means he now has 259 electoral votes with Donald Trump's 214. Now, this puts an interesting scenario forward. You want to hear it?
Go for it.
Donald Trump is up 62% of the vote, and it's not going to change in Alaska. That's three electoral votes. So that would give him 217, right?
Yeah.
He has got a commanding lead in North Carolina, not enough votes to change anything. That would give him 232, correct?
I believe so.
So right now, if you really wanted to put money on the table and be accurate and politically correct, it should read 259 to 232 with the states of Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, Wisconsin, and even your state of Minnesota, where recounts are going on, as being too close to call.
Absolutely.
So now we got us a horse race again, right?
We're back to a horse race.
Why, then, are we not hearing the alphabet soup networks, the mainstream media, the newspapers telling the people the honest-to-God facts that you and I just said very easily? It's there, and they won't tell the people the truth, will they?
No, because that's not what they want. Their will be done. Would prefer Joe Biden to be president, and so they don't want to fully tell the truth about what's going on, because they don't want to give the American people the perception that there's even a smidgen of a chance that the Donald could end up being the winner after all the glitches and other nefarious activities be sniffed out. Things could turn around, so they don't want to leave that up in the air like that. So they've got wishful thinking going on. They have their own view on how they want things to be, and that's the narrative they're going to display for the American people.
Well, in Georgia and Arizona right now, we have something very interesting going on with the vote counting, and it is the votes are going backwards for Biden. Donald Trump is picking up in votes. But there's also a bunch of votes that are probably going to be disqualified because of a couple of little things that are pretty easy to figure out. One of them is you can't verify without the envelope and the stamp on it that says when it was postmarked, when it came into you. You can't, when it was mailed and when it came into you. And in the state of Pennsylvania, as well as one other state, it's either Michigan or Wisconsin, I don't know which one, but if the votes weren't in by 8 p.m. the night of the election, they didn't count.
They're not supposed to count.
Right. And guess who ordered those votes to be kept separate in accounting? Was that not Supreme Court Justice Alito when he made his initial decision?
Yes.
Okay. And who changed the rules? Was it the state legislature?
No, it was Commonwealth Supreme Court, which is not supposed to happen.
That's right.
By the way, because the last time I checked, the courts do not make law. They're only to interpret law. But in this case, that Pennsylvania Supreme Court went against the law and made law themselves.
Yeah.
And therefore, Alito recognized that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to open the door to possible changes in the election.
Yeah, hold on. Yep. Oh, yeah. And we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We've got an Edwards Notebook in the queue for you. But I'm telling you, folks, this stuff is out there. All you got to do is a little bit of research. Doesn't take that much to do it. It ain't over till it's over.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Acura. Let me tell you a little bit of something about Moss Acura. That's the Moss Family Automotive Group of Dealers. Now, Moss Acura is located on North Florida Avenue, and Acura competes very favorably with other brands, luxury brands. The RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moon roof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and the Apple CarPlay. And the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. Oh, the RDX features a 2-liter turbo supercharged power plant with 10-speed automatic transmission. And the best news from Moss Acura is that you get the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many other added features. And remember, veterans, active-duty military, first responders, and pastors, too, receive huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll save a boatload of money just by telling them the captain sent you. All right, here's an Edwards notebook.
If the 2020 election was fair and transparent, then pigs are flying all over the place. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Free and fair elections are a pipe dream. In Michigan, there are 5,453,000 registered voters, yet leftist Democrats projected 5,716,581 votes, bringing in a 105% total, I guess for good measure, to cheat their way to victory. Poll workers in Detroit were paid $600 by Mark Hay. There's no cheating Zuckerberg. The reliable Project Veritage Truth Seekers videotaped postal workers in beautiful Traverse City, Michigan, postmarking late
arriving ballots with a November 3rd date to get around Michigan's law, which plainly stipulates, for one and all, ballots must be postmarked by 8 p.m. Election Day evening. There are similar examples of Democrats cheating elsewhere throughout the Republic, in Arizona and Nevada, for example. Of course, Democrats swear there is no wrongdoing like they used to do when they would hang black Americans from trees in the Deep South and swear no laws were broken and that blacks were slap happy. I'm Ron Edwards. Don't miss the Ron Edwards American Experience talk show on WCETradio.com.
Now, by the way, Mr. Ron Edwards, who's right here, and there you are, there was a woman and an elections officer, don't know which one, maybe you know that because I don't, that said that she was told by her supervisor to change the dates on some of these.
Yeah.
Okay, what was that all about?
Detroit elections worker, she was instructed to change information. That's absolutely true. To change ballot dates, to be specific. And she was sworn in, she was assigned to the election. She has a sworn affidavit, in fact, that she and others were ordered to change mailing of dates on ballots and observe supervisors coaching voters to cast ballots for Democrat Joe Biden. Jesse Jacob, a longtime city worker, signed the affidavit in a lawsuit by the Great Lakes Justice Center, which says it focuses on freedom of speech, religious liberty, and so on. And so, yeah, so we've got someone stating exactly that. So there have been videos of in other states, too, of people changing the votes or throwing ballots away. And so it's been a lot of cheating. So that's going to work, in my opinion, just my opinion, in Trump's favor, I think, in the long run.
Oh, boy. By the way, I just got this sent in from a friend of ours. This is from Marty. And Marty's up there in Maryland. Says, hey, Captain, please tell everybody about the Million MAGA Watch in Washington, D.C. this Saturday, November 14th. The largest Trump rally of all time is coming, marching from the Supreme Court to the White House in Washington, D.C. this Saturday.
I wish I could be there for that. It's going to be a wonderful event. Nothing like a Trump rally, man, I tell you. Nothing like it. You get around Trump supporters, and there's nothing but love and good times, and people just get along, and it's something unique in our history. These rallies will never be forgotten for a long time.
Well, he's coming back, I think, to do some more during this episode. It's been talked about that he may, in fact, be doing some rallies in the states where the votes are being recounted.
Absolutely. I think...
Including yours. Thing. That's yours, right?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think I agree they should happen because there is a lot of warm feelings between the American people and this president. I haven't seen this kind of affection for a president in my lifetime. The only thing president that came close to this was Ronald Reagan at those huge youth rallies we would go to.
I know.
Where there would be between 10 and 15,000 of us youth there at those rallies. And there was a great love at those rallies, but these Trump rallies where everybody, cross-section of people, they're just wonderful. And guess what, Captain? One thing that's unique about the conservative rallies, we don't leave our trash behind.
Oh, no.
If you notice that.
Oh,
and
yeah, of course
that
you did.
To,
yep.
Compare that to liberal rallies where they trash the place and it's just an awful mess. And isn't it the lessons that always come about they're always talking about the environment and we need to protect the earth, but they never do when they gather. And
but
I noticed that huge difference.
That's because they're entitled. to that rally.
Oh, that's right.
All right. Well, let's talk about this Pfizer vaccine, because the early data signals that the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer is 90% effective, and the company's on track later this month to file an emergency use application with U.S. regulators, which they will get to get this vaccine out there. 20 million doses are ready. Another 20 million can be made ready in another month. Now, Governor Cuomo from New York has said it's flawed and that's not going to happen in my state. Why does somebody just hit him up backside of the head with a 2x4 and say, hey, boy, wake up?
Well, you know what? Someone just needs to knock him out. Forget him being awake in any fashion. Both he and the blah blah. He's just a bitter old man, and he's just getting crazy in his crazier old age. He hates Trump, and he's just gone to Nutsville on that. And but speaking of the vaccine, Captain, I for one, as vaccines go, it's pretty good, but I would rather that they would promote the cure. The president was cured of it, and a few other people. That's what they should be promoting more so than vaccines. The cure is even less harmful than vaccines, and so well, I don't know why they refuse to, because maybe it's inexpensive, maybe.
Yeah, well, there's a preventative measure, too, and it's called hydroxychloroquine. Remember all the big stink about that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I know a Michigan state representative that was used hydroxychloroquine, and she got cured herself. And it's very inexpensive, and I think that's why the left doesn't want to promote hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, 90 cents a pill compared to $10 or $15 for that other stuff they were trying to promote.
Yeah. That's more harmful to your health. So anyway, so every time the left comes up with a solution, it's always a pain in the backside. Mm-hmm. The solution is as bad as the problem you're dealing with, and it has its own set of problems whenever the left has a so-called solution.
I want to finish very quickly with this. You heard of Media Research Center?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, there was a poll that was done by their people, and they put it out there, and 36%, it was a McLaughlin Associates poll, 36% of the people that voted for Joe Biden had no idea that Joe Biden was linked to the corrupt financial dealings with China through his son, Hunter. 13% of those voters came back and said they, if had they known those facts, they would have never voted for the former vice president.
Well, that's nice to know, only 13%. I wonder what it would take for the rest of the folks. But where would they have they been? I mean, it was on the news. Remember that famous video of him? Whoa, wow, it's a baby, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, he bragged about some of those dealings, and it was out there. Again, I would ask these people, where were they, and why wouldn't they not pay more attention to the issue?
Because it was not on ABC, CBS, or CNN.
Oh, that's
remember?
Right. Mm-hmm. Only look at certain things. That's right.
That's
oops,
why.
Oops.
Yeah. Hey, we'll talk to you on Thursday. Try to stay dry up there.
Oh, absolutely. You too.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Ron.
Yep, that's Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we'll be back with more. And Brooke Emery, the star, is waiting in the shadows.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Attorney William Barr has told federal prosecutors across the country to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities in a memo leaked to the Associated Press. He says, "I authorize you to pursue substantial allegations of voting and vote tabulation irregularities prior to the certification of elections in your jurisdictions." The memo was sent to U.S. attorneys, assistant attorneys general for the Criminal Division, Civil Rights Division, National Security Division, and the director of the FBI. President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper on Monday. The president wrote that he has appointed Christopher C. Miller, whom he described as highly respected director of the National Counterterrorism Center, to be the acting defense secretary. Two White House officials said later on Monday that Mr. Trump was not finished and that Christopher Wray, the FBI director, and Gina Haspel, the CIA director, could be next in line to be fired. Democrats said it was a volatile move. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Farrah and Farrah. Now, the injury law experts at Farrah and Farrah measure their success by only one thing, and that's your success. And since opening its doors in 1979, Farrah and Farrah has won over $1 billion for their clients. Now, with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton, their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans, to help out some of our military brothers and sisters. Now, Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around, and they're dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect that you deserve. So, whether you've been injured in a car crash, a truck accident, slip or fall on the job, you can trust that Farrah and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Just visit them at their website, Farrah and Farrah, or give them a call 24/7 at 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, joining us right now, we've got the red-headed spitfire from South Florida who swam upstream to get here all night long. It's Brooke Says. Hello.
And good morning.
By the way, was the water pretty deep down there?
Yes, you know it.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Okay, you know, you probably heard, and I wasn't going to start with this, but I will, because you probably heard what I just talked about with Ron Edwards. People need to do their research when they vote, because we just found out a post-election poll, all Democrats, 5,000 of them from the Media Research Center, conducted by McLaughlin and Associates, showed that 36% of the Biden voters had no idea of the evidence that linked Joe Biden to the corrupt financial dealings with China through his son Hunter. That's unbelievable.
Well, it's not really unbelievable. And I know people who watch, whether they're watching locally Bay News 9 or whether they're watching, you know, CNN and MSNBC, they don't get the information. And they, even people, you know, I know someone who hates politics. She's not into politics, but she's a Democrat from, you know, South Florida. She's a, you know, just, she even said, she goes, I vote Democrat. That's what we do. She doesn't get that information. You know, her mother used to love MSNBC, Chris Matthews. I mean, they're never going to get the information on those channels, you know, and so it's not surprising. I mean, I think I heard Ron say, well, why weren't there more people that know that, you know, or why wasn't the number higher? And I don't know what the solution is to that, because they're going to have to want to get informed, but it's really sad, and it's evidence of where the country is in terms of education.
Yeah, and the number we talked about was that 13% of the voters said that had they known those facts, they never would have voted for Joe Biden. And that's when he said, why wasn't the number higher?
Yeah, that would have turned the tide. And again, you know, people don't want to be informed, and that's really sad for our country. I mean, and the thing, you know, as you were introing that, I thought, not only that, but they're just laughing at us. I mean, they had Hunter Biden come on the stage to congratulate his father. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've seen one scintilla of those disgusting videos of him, he should have been hiding in the background. But they're just laughing at us because they know they own the media, too. You know, the left owns the media, and that's why their people are stupid.
Do you think that you're on the Democrat activists blacklist of people who have supported or worked for Trump? Do you think you're on that blacklist, the one that says do not hire these people?
Probably, and bring it.
He came out and said, she's got some stupid thing she's referring it to, but yeah. I mean, who cares?
Well, it's actually a serious thing, because it's not just hiring. It could be hiring.
Let me stop you. If anybody that's an elected official has done something like that, guess what? They need to be brought up on charges in the ethics committee, which I realize is nothing, right?
Yeah.
They need to be brought up on charges in front of the ethics committee for one simple reason. That is a violation of their own rule of ethics. You represent the people. You don't chastise them.
Well, first of all, that's actually a threat.
Yeah.
And it's tantamount to doxing, and she should be, you know, that should be a crime. But I mean, I guess, you know, Lindsey Graham is going to write a strongly worded letter about that too, because I think he has a desk that he writes strongly worded letters that go nowhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of things should be investigated and prosecuted, but I'm not holding my breath. But, you know, the problem is, this is a legitimate thing. She had a sum total of 16,000 votes, but the unbelievable power, and this is because she's cute. That's the reality. She's cute. The guys want to, you know, be with her. The girls, I don't know what, you know, that's why she has the power. If she was a hog face, nobody would be paying attention to her. Okay. Cause she's cute. Right. And, so what happens if you own a business and a bank doesn't want to work with you? They can do that. And by the time anybody gets around to prosecuting, which they won't, you'll be out of business. And people are already, you know, struggling right now. They can absolutely, it's not a benign thing for them to say that. Because they own all those levers of power. This is why, and I want to emphasize this. If you're listening and you have lots and lots and lots of money, I've been talking about this. We need a conservative marketplace so that we don't have to depend on them. Everything, including banks.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Do you want to take a question from a caller?
Sure.
All right. Good morning, caller. And is this Mary?
It is. Good morning. I wanted to just say that people do not know that information at all. I have friends that are just constantly into CNN, MSNBC. They do not understand. They don't get the word out. It's not that they're low information, and but they got they don't listen to this radio station. They don't listen to what we listen to.
Mm-hmm.
We're the audience. They're not. So we better get to Georgia and just plaster it everywhere.
Yeah, and I'm heard in Georgia, so you're talking to them right now, okay?
But they don't know it's communism coming.
Yeah, all right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mary. All right, now, Brooke, let me go back to you for a second here because we do have another caller if you want to take another question.
Okay.
All right, so let's go to that. Good morning, caller. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I just got three quick comments. The first one is, what do you think about the information with China? It doesn't matter, even if it did came out and it dropped them right in its lap with proof. They're going to vote Democrat because they're Democrats and they don't care. Okay? They don't care. They, like I said when Obama was president, he could get up on stage and eat live babies. They're still going to vote for him, number one. Number two, Bay News 9, total junk. I got rid of it. Ever since Charter took it over, it's just more of an adjunct of the Democrat Party. And the last point is, they pulled the trigger to steal this election from Trump. There were many reasons, but I think the main reason, which you will never hear, was he's in the, like they say in the streets, he's messing with their money.
All right.
What do I mean by that?
All right. No, wait, wait. Yeah, I got to let you go because I want to have Brooke answer the thing here. And I got one more point to make, and this is an important point. Brooke, I happen to know that Trump Enterprises is probably going to make an announcement in the not-too-distant future about, let's see, how should I put this, a major network, probably a major news network that they are about to embark on. Either they're going to buy one and reconvert it, or they're going to start one. But it's going to be all conservative all the time, 24/7.
Well, that's good. That's what Fox was supposed to be. But here's the thing. This is the fact. If he doesn't win a second term, that won't matter. They can have a news network all day long. It won't matter because, first of all, they'll be able to shut him down, right? They'll scam him. They'll jam him. They will, you know, threaten advertisers who won't go on there. It's only if he gets a second term. And if he doesn't get a second term, what they're going to do to the country won't make news matter. That's a fact. You need to understand that. He has to get a second term for the country to even, you know, for even what we're doing.
Well, let me slow you down. Let me slow you down for a minute. I'm glad that's your opinion, but let me slow you down for a minute. I'll tell you what's going to happen. If he doesn't get a second term, what's going to happen is he's going to run again in 2024. There'll be a Trump 2024 that'll start up right away. But this news network thing, I've been there, done that, okay, and been on the other side of the aisle when people have come after me personally, as well as some of this radio stations and all that stuff. And you know something? We laughed all the way to the bank. Laughed all the way to the bank.
All right.
Think about
we'll
think about that for a minute.
We'll see what happens with that. I mean, they can't do it.
They can try, but it's not going to work. But go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
But think about this. The structural change that they will do to the country.
Yeah.
It'll destroy any, it won't matter what we say.
But we're not going to let them do that because thank God we still control the Senate at least. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi barely controls the House. Barely.
I heard. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Brooke Talks America, Saturday night, 7 p.m. Brooke Talks America. And you can always go to BrookTalksAmerica.com, right? Right.
Yep. God bless the trip.
All right. Thank you very much. That's our buddy, Brooke Emery from BrookTalksAmerica.com. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or
or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You are, and Wayne Allen Root will be back on the program again Friday morning. He'll be on during hour number one. Looking forward to talking to him. Of course, he wrote a new book called Trump Rules, and we'll be talking about it when he comes on the program, plus what he's been doing. He's been doing all sorts of stuff. But this portion of the show brought to you by Dominic's, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's does something the big box stores won't do. They offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, too. Make sure you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. When you see the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck out there driving around, that's Kevin. Give him a wave or a honk, and he'll honk back and wave at you, too. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Well, joining us right now, the morning sports report, and we've got Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone with us. What's up?
Hey, Captain. Well, what's up is Mr. Elliott is one and all.
Chase Elliott.
Talk about that. Yes, Chase Elliott, Bill Elliott, you know, relation there. Jimmy Johnson, passing over the torch. That was Jimmy Johnson's last final race. Kind of reminds me of when Richard Petty handed it over to, come on, Patrick. I can't believe I just forgot his name. Big time. He's doing the nuts now. Jeff Gordon, my man. Jeff Gordon. So Jeff Gordon won his first Cup driving championship in Richard Petty's last race. Kind of funny how that has worked out, to say the least. And as all our friends up in Georgia listening to the show, Dawsonville, Georgia.
Yep, boy, and they hear us up there. Awesome. They hear us up there on AM 920, The Answer.
There you go. So congratulations to them and their local young man winning it all.
By the way, I don't think Chase lives in Dawsonville. I think he lives over by the racetrack in
Charlotte.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That could be it. Man, he's a good guy, though. But I know his mom and dad still live there, so that's cool. And last night in football, it was a good football game, Captain, from a team only with two victories, the Patriots now three, and the New York Jets still haven't won a game all year. But, boy, they took them to the wire. Nick Folk, who used to play for the Jets, ironically kicks the game-winning field goal as time expires to lift the Patriots over the Jets 30-27. It wasn't a bad ball game. We all thought it was going to be a real, you know, egg layer, but it turned out to be a good ball game. More surprising than the Buffs Saints game. That was not fun at all to watch.
Gee,
it was exciting to watch. So that was something. Michigan State head coach Izzo, one of the all-time great college basketball coaches.
Talking about the basketball coach, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's tested positive for COVID-19. Yeah, good guy. Yeah, college basketball will be kicking up here pretty soon, Captain. Speaking of that, Gonzaga, they're making them the AP top 25, number one. That's for the first time to sit there in the preseason at that level. So,
well, I got a question for you. We got one of our listeners that called in and wants to know about baseball in the Hot Stove League and when are the rumors starting and who's going where. And we got a couple of Rays that were already dropped off the American League championship team, but I think that was because of salary. Charlie, our pitcher, Charlie, I forgot his last name now.
Morton. Charlie Morton.
Yeah, and our catcher, the one that was his primary catcher.
Yeah, but they're still trying to work it out. They're still trying to work it out, Cap. And I'm hoping, you know, they're going to be able to find a way to get the contracts worked out just to make it fall right for both parties. You know, the Tampa Bay Rays don't.
But the other thing is that where are some of these, like the Yankees and whatnot, those great big huge payrolls, where are some of those guys going?
Yeah, everybody's pretty much staying there. The Red Sox just hired Cora to be their manager. So the
who?
Red Sox
are getting, who?
Cora, Alex Cora. He's the guy who
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Astros. Yeah. And I'm surprised they brought him back so quick, but they did. And we'll see what happens with them and the Yankees with their big payroll, the Dodgers with their big payroll. Cubs are getting up there in the payroll race. That's, you know, I'm just glad the Rays, small market team, were able to give them a run for the money. The Oakland A's also. There's different ways to win in baseball, but it's nice when you have big guys to knock a home run out when you need it. So that's pretty much what's going on in the world of baseball. And then basketball, we have to bring up the NBA and the NBPA, Players Association, reach the deal. They will start games on December 22nd, so people who like watching
the basketball. Well, the NBA needs to do away with that Black Lives Matter stuff, or they will never see the ratings that they once saw. Not ever.
Now, they're taking it off the courts, Captain. They're taking it off the jerseys. They're going to play ball and not have a platform. And that's what sports has been for a lot of years. I don't know why we had to change it to make it a platform, okay? You're not a congressman, you're not a senator, you're not an activist, you're not a socialist, you're a ball player.
That's right.
Okay, do your job. Yep. You want to do that in your off time? God bless. I've always preached that. Yes, sir, Captain?
How about the soccer teams? They're done now, is that right?
Yeah. Locally now, Premier League's over in Europe, they're still rocking a little bit and getting ready to play.
And what was the story on the Tampa Bay Rowdies?
They didn't forfeit. They just didn't play the game.
The championship game.
Yeah, because of the COVID-19, they just said back with it. A couple players on each team got too down with it, so they just said no championship game. They'll restart next year. That was a shame. I was looking forward to going to watch that, matter of fact, Jacqueline. That would have been fun. But, that's about it. A little sports
right.
world there.
All
Captain
right.
Matches this Thursday, so God bless. Thanks, Captain.
Yep. Stay out of trouble, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Yes. See you for lunch today at 11:30 at Mission Barbecue.
Yep.
Thank
Mission
you.
Barbecue on West Waters. You can come on over and meet Patrick Kylan over there at West Waters Mission Barbecue. I'll be there at 11:30. And by the way, Thursday I'll be down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe at 11:30 for lunch. Have lunch with the captain down there at Mixon's Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe. So don't forget that. Meantime, let's listen to this for a second.
Hey, everybody, it's the captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Well, there you go. And that's what he does. And help give him a call if you need to and find out the information you need to find out. Now, taking a look at what's going on today, we're going to have more lawsuits brought around the country where some of these votes have been, certainly to say the least, irregular. I think that's the understatement of the year. And we're going to see what happens. Department of Justice Attorney General Bill Barr finally sent the boys out, sent the troops out to get things resolved and see what's going on. We'll see. I'm not going to second guess anybody, but I will tell you this. It's about time, in my humble opinion. But we know what's coming. We know what's coming. And we also know that right now, if you're honest with the electoral votes, that Joe Biden stands at 259, Donald Trump at 214. But you could certainly give Donald Trump Alaska. Joe Biden will never catch him. He's like 25 or 30 points ahead of him there. So that's three more. That'd make it 217. And he's not going to catch him in North Carolina either. So that would give President Trump 232 to Biden's 259 because they took Pennsylvania away from him yesterday because it's too close to call. And you've got, in the state of Georgia and Arizona right now, the ballot counts are down to like 13,000 and change or something like that. And Pennsylvania, their rules specifically stated no ballots after 8 p.m. election night, period, none. And postmark, that is, and a lot of the envelopes they didn't have postmarks for, which, by the way, should automatically disqualify your ballot because you can't prove when it came in. There's things you have to do. You can't just play by the seat of your, go by the seat of your pants here. It just isn't going to work. But anyway, it is what it is. All right. Don't forget, I'll be back tonight, 2 a.m. all around the country. And again, it ain't over. It ain't over. There is no certified winner in any state in the country yet. So there is no president-elect yet. There is a president, and it's Donald J. Trump. Remember that. All right, I'm going over to Mission Barbecue for lunch today. West Waters will be there at 11:30. If you want to stop by, stop by. See you there. God bless.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.